The top cyclists in the nation will gather in Boise this weekend for the 32nd annual Twilight Criterium. 100 pro and amateur racers will participate in the high-speed, high-stakes race through downtown. The weekend will also include the kids' ride with Olympic champion Kristen Armstrong, because, you know, what would the Criterium be without that? And an impressive public display of French fries. Joining us to talk about the event is Lynn Hightower, Executive Director of the Downtown Boise Association. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. What else is Idaho about? Cycling, community,
and potatoes.
World famous French fries.
Absolutely.
Hello. Yeah, happy to be here to talk about it.
I saw the big, huge sign right out in front of Jump for the, it says, like, free French fries, and there's a big arrow pointing.
And it'll be Friday afternoon.
So this is kind of the kickoff, then, to the Criterium weekend?
Right, and you know, it just has how sometimes things just come together. Mm-hmm. We've had, obviously, 32 years of the Twilight Criterium. Last year, we've always had the meet and greet, but it's kind of been in a private space, and last year we thought, let's bring it out in public. So we did, and we held it at Payette Brewing, which was fabulous. People loved it. But this year, we have even more racers coming. I'm going to update your information.
Okay.
It's 100 of the racers are pros, but we have more than 350 racers who are part of the Twilight Criterium.
Wow.
And so this event is getting bigger.
Bigger and bigger.
And so we moved the Friday night kickoff meet and greet to Jump, and it just so happens Jump shares their space with the headquarters of Simplot Company.
Which is always nice.
And Friday is National Fry Day, as in National French Fry Day.
Oh.
And so Simplot very graciously said, hey, why don't we just combine and make it a great celebration. We'll bring the fries, and they've got a gigantic fryer. And I said, great, we'll bring the racers.
Right.
And Kristen Armstrong, who you mentioned, is hosting really the only U.S. time trial in the country this year is Friday day.
And it so is, really.
Yes.
And
that's what
new?
She won. It is new. It's brand new. And the time trial, or the chrono, mm-hmm. is what it's called in cycling circles, that's what she won her 3 gold medals in. So she is bringing the best time trial racers really in the world,
right,
to Ada County. That race is Friday day. So Friday night at Jump will be the awards ceremony. So Friday night at Jump, 4 to 7, is the kickoff to Saturday's Twilight Criterium, National Friday, the awards ceremony for the Kristen Armstrong Chrono, and meet and greet the racers. We've got special autograph sheets for everybody. We've got Autograph Alley, and we'll have about 100 racers there from 30 teams Friday night. And then hopefully, I think if you show up Friday night, you are definitely going to want to be at Capitol Park on Saturday to watch the racing.
Yeah. So let's talk about the chrono race, because this is brand new. And so Friday afternoon, so anyone can come out and watch it. Is it the same course that the Criterium will be on, or is it a different course?
It's out in Star.
Okay.
And I'm glad you actually asked that question, because it's actually an important distinction. The chrono is sort of what we typically think of when we think of bike racing, mm-hmm. or like the Tour de France, where you'll see the racers and they'll go by once. And that's kind of
it.
And then you wait for the next racer. It's still really cool to watch. But Saturday will be the Criterium. And the Criterium is actually an American-style street racing. It is a circular course. So the time trial will be amazing to watch. But it is much less a spectator sport than the Criterium. The Criterium is, and there are several of these, it's a circuit in the United States sponsored by USA Cycling. These national racers, they get points, they get money, and they are here to do their best in Boise, mm-hmm. because they want both, our prize money, and they want national points for national championship. But the course in downtown Boise on Saturday, it's a little over a kilometer. They will get speeds upwards of 30 miles an hour. And the cool thing for the fan experience at a Criterium is you'll see these riders go around and around and
right.
around. And the men's riders make 60 laps. The women's riders make almost that many. And you'll see sometimes literally the pain on their face. I mean, this is endurance for these cyclists, and they want to win. And you will be, as a spectator, you'll be feet from that. And you'll see them go round and around, and you'll make a connection with two or three of those riders. Mm-hmm. And you haven't met them. You may never meet them, but
you're
now have this, you now have this
you're
emotional connection, because
yeah.
you can see it on their face. So that's really the cool thing about the Criterium, why it's lasted 32 years and why people come out every single year. People, I hear from, and I've been involved in this now for 3 years, organizing mm-hmm. the Twilight Criterium, and I have heard every year, I just heard it again yesterday, people plan their vacation around coming to Boise to watch the Criterium. Or if they live here, they make sure they're in town that weekend. Mm-hmm. And I just met someone yesterday who moved to Boise because they were from out of state. They had family here. They were invited for the Twilight Criterium. They love the cycling culture that the Criterium really promotes. And they saw the energy and the enthusiasm of the fans. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this is the kind of community I want to live in and I want my family to live in, and they love it here. So really, the Twilight Criterium, it's a great community event. It's a great sporting event. But what does it do for the city? It really promotes something that's important to all of us, our quality of life, and that cycling culture, bicycling, is so important to making Boise a great place to live in, whether we bike to work or we bike for recreation. You know, it's part of who we are as, mm-hmm. as a city, and the Twilight is a big part of that.
It really is. I'm talking to Lynn Hightower. She's the executive director of the Downtown Boise Association. We're talking about this weekend's 32nd annual Twilight Criterium. Now, a couple of years ago, the course changed a bit. So same course this year. And what I noticed is that you had better views when the course got changed a couple of years
ago. Well, thanks
ago.
For noticing that. That's
I
why
did.
We changed it.
I mean,
it. Yeah.
That's really what I noticed. Yeah, I have little kids, so they were happy to be able to
they
see
it. They loved it. Good.
Right.
Good. You know, the race director, Mike Cooley of Georges, has literally been doing this race for 32 years. It's had three, maybe four different courses. It's always been in downtown Boise, mm-hmm. but it's had three, maybe four courses. So 3 years ago, he came and said, hey, I think I got a good idea. And this course was, I believe that in 1986, Boise hosted the National Cycling Championships, which really gave birth to the Twilight Criterium the following year. And it was the course that we currently use, but it hadn't been used
since
interesting.
Then.
Yeah,
okay.
It hadn't been used since then. So you're right, moved it. The start-finish line is right in front of the State House.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's iconic. Yeah. The photographs are beautiful.
And it's shady if it's hot out.
And it's, yeah, there's a lot of shade in Capitol Park, Cecil DeAndres Capitol Park. Mm-hmm. There's not a bad seat. You can even just sit on the State House steps, which people do. But there are four corners to the race. It's typically the parade route in downtown Boise as well, so people are used to coming to mm-hmm. that space. But the racers like it because the corners are tight. You'll see they call it a peloton, where the racers literally are centimeters apart from each other.
Oh, right.
You know, a lot of the fans, because when somebody crashes, really, you take out several people.
You
always
everybody.
Hope that nobody gets hurt, but it's part of the excitement of watching the race. But the course also made for a much better fan experience. And it also allowed us to create a fan expo in Capitol Park, which is a lot of cycling organizations mm-hmm. will be there. The Walk Bike Alliance, Boise Green Bike, Swimba, the mountain bike group. So if you want to learn more about biking, learn bike safety, learn what opportunities or clubs or organizations exist, that's also what the Twilight is for promoting cycling as a healthy lifetime family sport. And so that gave us the opportunity to have those people there by moving the course. So I'm glad you like it.
I do. And so for people who haven't experienced the Criterium before, if they're new to Boise or maybe just haven't gotten downtown for it, this is a professional race. But there are the amateurs are, if I remember correctly, right, they during the day, and then as the day gets later, then we see the pros come out, correct?
Right. The kids ride, ages 3 to 10. Have your kids ridden in the kids ride with Kristen Armstrong?
I've
You've got to bring them
I've
out.
Tried.
I'm going to twist your arm. You've got
I've
to bring
tried.
Them out. Kids love it.
They
we get
do.
About 350 kids, and the parents are just lined up there taking the photos. But they
And
ride.
Kristen is great about getting pictures with the kids. I want to give a
yes.
shout out to her because she really is lovely about
God bless
that.
Her. She will wait. And her,
she
even
really
when she
will.
Was competing for the Olympics, she sat there that afternoon for 2 hours and signed mm-hmm. autographs for every single child. She'll shine their she will sign their t-shirt, their bike, whatever they want.
Right.
She's brilliant about that.
She
and
really is
we're so
great
thankful.
About that.
Yeah, and
yeah.
appreciate her time. But it starts with the kids' ride. 1:45, we start the amateurs. And these are top amateurs. Top amateurs from around the country. They want to get noticed by the pro teams. They want
okay.
points. They want our prize money.
They're not like me and you on our bikes.
You know what, though? Some of them are. If you have a desire to be a bike racer, you can race in this race, and you know that you are racing against some of the best really in the country or the world, and we'll in these amateur races we'll take the local amateurs. Not many sporting events
That's
give
kind
you that
of a
opportunity.
Cool experience.
It's a very cool opportunity, and people there's a some of our professional or top amateur team riders started just that way, and that's how they get noticed. So it starts with amateur riding, men's, women's, masters. I love how they call that masters. That's mm-hmm. us 40-plus people. We're the masters. But it goes amateur. Boise Green Bike is a sponsor, and they have what they call a celebrity race. It's just a bunch of us yahoos who get out and dress
right.
up. And yeah, and we try to race the Boise Green Bikes, which are really just cruisers, but we have a ton of fun with that. Opening ceremony. ceremonies is at 6:50, and then the women's professional race starts at 7. The men's professional race starts at 8:15, and the awards are at 10. And the amateur racing is super fun to watch. But if you haven't seen pro criterium racing, men's or women's, I mean, they give it their all. And again, they're some of the best in the world. So this is cycling. These athletes are amazing. Their equipment is amazing to look at the bikes that they bring. Really, it's a cool experience. And as a fan, you will be just feet away from it all.
And it's great to have it right in downtown. I mean, that's always what I've thought is neat, is you're in the middle of this city and there's this race going on. It's a great experience and opportunity if you've never been to it.
I'm so glad you like it. People, they come early, they grab some dinner, they stay late, maybe hang out downtown if let the crowds clear out. So downtown is very big. The market is downtown
that day, right?
So downtown is very busy that day. But you know what? Walk, ride your bike, take a bus. We have extra bike racks in town that day. But we had an audience of 7,000 people on the live stream of the event last year. So people are, and that is sponsored by Boise Convention and Visitors Bureau and Idaho Division of Tourism, Visit Idaho folks. 7,000 people around the world tuned in to watch the Boise Criterium. So it is literally showcasing downtown Boise and our city to a worldwide audience. And again, it's that they see the cheering fans. They see our beautiful foothills just a short bike ride away from a busy, bustling downtown. It's a great promotion for our city. It's a great event that makes Boise the most livable city in the country. And it's just plain a ton of fun. So if you haven't been to it yet, you are certainly invited. It's all free.
That's the best part. Yeah. It's free.
And I guarantee you will want to come back next year. And warning, you'll want to get on your bike because gives you the itch. Yeah.
I want to thank you, Lynn, for coming in. Lynn Hightower from the Downtown of Boise Association. The annual Twilight Criterium takes place this Saturday. Don't forget, though, jump Friday night, free French fries. Thank you so much, Lynn.